Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, divorce support for dads, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval, and I'm your host. I created this podcast and the Divorced Dadvocate community as a result of my own high conflict divorce, and because you as a dad deserve all the resources necessary to thrive through this challenging time. I encourage you to check out our website at thedivorcedadvocate.com, where there are resources that correspond to this episode, as well as free access to our membership community, where you will find live meetings, free workshops and courses, private discussion groups, and more. And now, on to this week's episode.
Hello, and welcome to the show. I am thrilled that you are here this week, and I am back after a couple of weeks off. I just needed a break, and we just surpassed our third year in the podcast here. So we surpassed 156 episodes, and so I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody that's listening, everybody who has listened, in that time, in those 3 years, it has been amazing to see the number of men that have come through, that have listened to the podcast, that have gotten involved in our individual or our group coaching or our group meetings, our workshops, and a lot of the men, this week, I reconnected with one of the gentlemen that has been involved with our community since pretty much the beginning, and he is just doing absolutely phenomenal. And I say that to you that are listening, going through it, just to let you know that there is definitely a life 2.0 after things get done, and it can be even more amazing than you ever imagined. And Jason is definitely an example of that, doing incredibly well. So it was fantastic to connect with him. A few different statistics on the podcast. It has now, over the lifetime of the podcast, garnered almost 60,000 downloads in its time. Obviously, the majority of those have come in the last year and a half. We have been listened to in 112 countries, the United States, Canada, Australia, UK, and Ireland being the top five. So not just divorce is just not for those of us listening in the United States. It is prevalent throughout the world, and you'd be surprised in our group meetings that the places and the men that jump on from all around the world going through this. So it's unfortunate, but I'm great. I'm so thrilled that we are here to be able to offer the experience for you and the resource for you to listen wherever you're at in the world. And this number just absolutely boggles me. We have been listened to in 3,978 different cities throughout the world. So 112 countries in 3,978 different cities throughout the world. So that is just mind-boggling. In the top five cities being my hometown, Denver, Colorado, Los Angeles, Sydney, Australia, number three, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, number four, and New York City being number five. So again, cities all across the world are listening to this, and I'm so thrilled that you are getting connected. On that note, some new folks that have gotten involved and connected with the community: Ben, Vito, Jim, Chai, Jimmy, Jeffrey, Dale, Will, and Mark. Welcome to the community. Hope that you will get engaged and find the resources you need at the website at divorcedadvocate.com. Check out the divorce quiz if you haven't. Also, check out the membership, where you can get some more detailed information, including the app and all the resources on the app, as well as all of the full podcast recordings and the group meeting recordings, which are just absolutely golden. We had another great meeting this morning with the guys, and probably I was sharing this today, probably one of the most powerful and probably some of the most self-aware, self-reflective men doing the most amazing work and making the most amazing efforts in their lives. And the conversation was phenomenal. So get involved and jump in those group calls as well. It is something that is going to help immensely to build the community and surround yourself with other men who are either going through it or have gone through it. Okay, today we are going to do another episode of Practical Advice. It has been a really, really long time since I've done an episode of Practical Advice, and I realized that today when I was looking through my email and got one from the awesome website All Pro Dad. If you've never checked it out, it is great. It's all about fatherhood, and they do a phenomenal job of sharing lots of information and articles. This one comes from them, and it is 21 affordable ways to beat the summer heat with your kids. So the practical advice segments that we do narrow it down to very specific things that we're giving you practical advice for. And this one is 21 affordable ways to beat the summer heat with your kids. For us here in Denver, Colorado, we have had an unseasonably cool and rainy, which is unreal, rainy summer or spring, and now we just obviously have turned into summer, but we've had rain more than I've ever experienced in the 32 years that I am here. And so it reminds me of growing up in the Midwest. Everything is so green and lush still going into almost July here, which is unheard of. But I know other places around the country, and I'm sure around the world, are not as cool and rainy as we're experiencing here in Denver. So you've probably already hit some of this heat, but if not, you're going to hit it coming in the summer here if you are in the hemisphere of the world. But like I said, we're listening to in so many different countries. So maybe not. You might need to save this podcast if you're in one of those places that's experiencing the winter time right now. But regardless, the first affordable way to beat the heat in the summertime is a real simple one that I love to do, that I didn't develop this real lifestyle and habit until I was much older, but my daughters have just seized on it, and I think it's probably the best thing that I have emphasized with them and that they have ever done, which is to read books and be voracious readers. It is great. You can sit in the shade. You can sit in the air conditioning if you are blessed to have a nice place with air conditioning. But the long and short of it is reading just helps you stimulate your mind, grow your mind, expand your mind, and can definitely beat the heat because you're not out being too active. This second one, number two, I would say is mostly for the little kids, but I got to say, I love to do it too, even to this day. And that is finger paint or just paint, watercolor paints, any kind of painting. It is such a, you know, especially when we're going through this challenging time, finding some of these things, and this was my experience, finding some of these simple, fun activities to do with my daughters, like just pulling out different. Well, I ended up making this whole little art area in the place that we used to reside in the basement, and bought a fold out table and had all of it. So we just go down there and I just let them pick an art project, and lots of times it tended to be towards painting, but finger painting, watercolor painting, acrylic, like whatever kind of painting is just really fun and creative and can definitely help us with needing to get out some creative expression during this challenging time that we're going through. That's number two. Number three, put together huge puzzles. This is really a fun thing to do if you can find a place in your home, particularly where you can leave the puzzle for a period of time where it's not going to get destroyed. And this is probably not going to work if you have little kiddos, but if you have some older ones that know not to go destroy the puzzle, but a dining room table or maybe a table, a game table in the basement or somewhere else, but putting together these huge puzzles and just taking times. And then it's also kind of a fun thing I've noticed when I have the puzzles out, you'll, or at least I noticed that the girls would tend to just maybe stop in and start doing the puzzle a little bit, and really helps them to start focusing on something and getting present. So just having it there and having it out is really a fun thing. And if you can make it an activity all together and spend time together, it is really a fun thing to do. Okay, the fourth thing that you can do to beat the affordable thing that you can do to beat the heat during the summer with your kiddos is create your own music video. Now, this is a blast. And with our smartphones now and everything and all the technology that we have and an app for everything, particularly putting together videos or Instagram or TikTok, right? That's the big one now. TikTok videos, you can literally do them instantly and add music and just do your dance or whatever with the kids and post it to social media or just share it with family or do something. But it's really kind of fun. And since, I don't know, I grew up at just the beginning of music videos and MTV. So it's, at least for me, a fun throwback thing to do, which is maybe recreate some of the old videos, the old school videos. I know they've changed quite a bit, and recreating the new ones would be a lot harder than recreating the old ones, but recreate some of those old music videos and introduce your kiddos to some of that old music. It's amazing how this stuff is cyclical, and some of the music that they're listening to now is some of the stuff that I grew up with. So create your own music video. Number five is a real simple one. Tom Sawyer's favorite thing, take a nap. Take a nap. My daughters are now in their teens, and they are appreciating all of the times when they were adolescents and I was asking or actually requiring them to take naps. And they said that they mentioned to me not long ago that they just wish they would have appreciated taking naps when they were younger and when they were required to do so, because now they don't get the chance to do it and they run around and they're a lot more tired. So taking a nap is a great way to beat the heat, particularly if you have a nice, cool place to do so. Number six, play card games. Card games can be so much fun. We have a couple that we do, one called Nerds, which is a frantic, crazy, fun game you can play with as many people as you can possibly play with it, depending on what size of the table or play area you have to play it. And just playing these games is, for our family, has been such a fun bonding thing, but a great thing to do indoors or even outdoors in the summertime, playing card games. Number seven, create an indoor racetrack with Hot Wheels, or I'm going to say also trains for those train lovers of you out there. So that's a little more complicated than the Hot Wheels, but I grew up playing with Hot Wheels, and we had the whole little suitcase. I don't know if any of you guys remember this, the whole little suitcase of Hot Wheel cars that opened up, and each of the cars had their little slot in it, and that's how we carried it around, and we carried it to friends' houses, and we do this all the time, is make little racetracks and race the cars and do this stuff. It can be just absolutely a lot of fun, especially during the winter or the summertime when it is pretty hot out. Or if you've got that suitcase or you bring the cars with, you can bring them to the park and play with the other kids and do it. That would be a fun thing to do also. Okay, number eight is go to the mall play area. So I don't know how all this works in some of the other areas of the world or other countries that you're listening to. Obviously, I'm sure you have malls. I don't know if I'm not familiar, and I love feedback from any of you, whether or not you have play areas in the mall. So in the States here, a lot of the malls have little play areas, and it's just areas where the kids can climb up on stuff, and they can, some of them have slides, some of them have little activity areas for them to play. And man, when my daughters were young, we went and went and went to these play areas. There were like two or three different malls in our general Denver metro area here, and we would hit each of those places. And man, that was just so much fun, especially when they're younger and I had three and it was just me, and trying to play zone defense with them is so hard to do. So you got to keep track of three and you're one person. So if you get into these mall play areas, they are usually all confined areas. So you can get them, let them go crazy. And you just got to, here's a little hack. I used to just park myself right at the only entrance where they could come in and out, so none of them could escape. So they could be running around, even if I keep even with all the million of other kids that are running around there. But if I have eyes on them immediately, there was no way for them to escape. So the only way would be past me right at the entrance. So go to the mall area and let them play and run around, and it's nice and cool. Next one is another one that I love. Go to the library. Our libraries here have so many summertime. They have summertime reading challenges. They have summertime book readings. They have all kinds of these summertime programs. And the kids just love to, even if we just go and we sit and they peruse books and read books and pick out new books, going to the library is just so, so much fun. And some of the libraries that we have now too have these other different classes and stuff about making 3D items and art classes and other kinds of classes as well. So they can get signed up for that. And you can just, we've literally spent hours and hours hanging out at the library reading. And then that's where I love to just sit and I can read, and it's supposed to be quiet, right? But it's mostly quiet, more quieter than home, because the librarians have to, the librarians enforce it and police it, and I don't have to. So it's pretty nice. So go to the library. That will go hand in hand with that. Read lots of books. Number 10, do an exercise video together. Excuse me. This was one of the things we did during COVID that was absolutely so much fun. We bought an exercise video, and when we were confined to our place, we would get up in the morning or after work in the evening, and we would do our exercise video together. And then, oh, it was so, so much fun. And then actually there's number 14, I'm going to combine these together, is we would do dance-offs. So we do the exercise video, but then I also bought a video that was a exercise video that included dance. So they would do all the dance moves, and it would build up your cardio and it would increase your heart rate. So we'd do that, and then we'd have a dance off. And then we also, for years and years, we've done something called dance party, where we turn out all of the lights, and I've got a little strobe light from I don't know where from years and years. And we turn the strobe light on, turn all the lights off, and we turn the music up as loud as we possibly can, depending on what's going on with the neighbors, or if they're home, or if we're bothering anybody. And we just have a dance party or a dance off. It is so, so much fun to do. Okay, that's number 10, and we'll call it 11, 14, and combine 14 and 10 together. Number 11 is have an indoor scavenger hunt. So you can have different items. You can place different items around. You can make it kind of where it builds on itself, where you can find one place and it gives you another clue to another clue. You can do all kinds of fun, different little things inside and do a scavenger hunt. You could do it even outside, but it kind of defeats the point of getting out of the heat. But if you're in a shady place or you're at a park or something like that, you can build a little game like that as well outside. Number 12, push your kids around in the laundry or shopping cart, depending on if you're at the laundromat or if you're at the grocery store. But when my daughter got too big to not ride in the grocery cart anymore, once in a while, they'd just be funny or be silly, and I'd let them jump in and sit into the main part of the grocery cart, and we'd put the groceries in around and on top of one of the kids. And it was just kind of a fun, silly thing to do at the grocery store. Number 13, create Lego masterpieces. Legos are the just activity that keeps on keeping on and keeps the kids absolutely totally immersed in what they're doing for hours and hours and hours. And some kids can just get totally, totally into this and build amazing Lego sculptures. We went to Legoland in California some years back, and it's literally, you can buy these kits of Legos that make these huge, huge Lego cities and Lego sculptures and Lego everything. It is absolutely amazing. So you can go absolutely crazy with Legos. 14, I said, was have a dance off or a dance party. Number 15 is, this is a fun one, have a no rules night. So basically, it's kind of like a yes night. You're going to say yes to everything, like ice cream for dinner or something silly and crazy. So you're just going to do something that is breaking the rules, and the kids just think that is so much fun and so silly. Number 16, build a fort. For those of you that have little kiddos, this is just a blast. I love the camp, and my daughters love the camp, and we just like to do that. They used to build forts all the time and sleep in the forts, and you could even sleep in the fort, although I'm just not a big fan of sleeping on the floor or the hard surfaces, but building the forts is really a lot of fun. Number 17, watch a classic family movie. So I love these old classic movies because I feel like they just have a message to them that we don't hear or get from our current quote unquote family movies. And so watching some of these old classic family movies and see even some of these real old ones, the black and white ones, are really great. And then have a conversation around them. It's fun to talk about them, especially the old ones, in the context of these were old when I was young, and then they're even older seeming to my daughters, and have the conversation about, yeah, well, that's what it was like. And you think I'm old, that's like what it was before my time. So imagine what that was like to live and grow up in that time. So those are just really a lot of fun. And again, the messages are most often very wholesome and great conversation starters. Number 18, FaceTime family and friends. With the technology that we have now, you could literally be FaceTiming from anywhere in any place in the world, doing whatever you're doing. I've run meetings and done stuff up in the mountains where somehow miraculously in the middle of nowhere, I get cell coverage and have a Zoom group meeting or a meeting or something else. It's just remarkable. There's also something that's pretty cool, and I don't know if it's still in production. I own one, and it's how I do my hybrid meetings, like we did just this last week, where we have people meeting in person and then we have people meeting online. But Facebook makes something called a Facebook portal, and it is really, really awesome. It connects with Zoom, and it's the technology is almost as good as some of those high-end video conferencing where it zooms in and out on people who are talking, and the microphone is phenomenal. So you can be sitting around and playing in an area and have the kids playing in, say, a family room, and have this Facebook portal out and connect it to the TV, and you can be looking and talking to family members or friends at the same time while they're kind of experiencing you in your house. And so you can do that. That's Facebook portal, FaceTiming, however you're going to do it, but you can connect with other people wherever and whenever. That's number 18. The number 19 affordable thing to do while trying to beat the heat with the kiddos is have an indoor picnic. So I said we're having a lot of rain lately. We usually will be out at the lake, maybe spending the evenings and having a picnic and stand-up paddleboarding, and we have not been able to do that. Or even just going for a walk to the big park we've got not too far away. It's just been raining too much, so we haven't been able to do any of our picnics, which we like to do at both of those spots, the lake or the park. And so have an indoor picnic. You could even pull out a blanket, sit on the floor, eat your dinner inside, and have a little fun. Or if you have a patio like we do, you could spread that out and maybe make a little fire and have a picnic just on your patio or your deck. Number 20, have friends over. Having friends over is so much fun. I love to have parties, and I love to entertain and host and bring community together. So this is a natural one for me, but you hear me talk about it all the time, which is build community during this time. And it will also help with the kiddos and having people around to talk to share with, potentially confide in if you have people around. So have friends over. And the last one, and they say here, play Nerf sports, but I just say play sports in general. There's nothing like getting out and running around with the kiddos at any age. If it's just simply playing soccer, all you need is the soccer ball, or you could be hitting the volleyball or playing a little shinny in the driveway or throwing the football around or playing some badminton. Pickleball is a big, huge thing now in these days. I haven't gotten into it, but it looks like it's a lot of fun, and it doesn't look like it's very expensive to do or get going. So you could play these Nerf sports, or you could play any sports if you've got some little small shady area. Oh, I guess the reason they're talking about playing the Nerf sports is because you could probably do it indoors with the Nerf stuff, but I don't know about that. Maybe we just gotta leave this at 20, my friends. 20 affordable ways to beat the summer heat with your kids, because that play Nerf sports or play sports one kind of doesn't really work with the getting out of the heat. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be throwing stuff around indoors and breaking stuff. But hey, I guess if you're up for it, it's 21. If you're like me and you're not, and you're going to be a little stressed about breaking stuff, throwing balls and playing sports indoors, then it's 20. So anyway, 20 or 21 affordable ways to beat the summer heat with your kiddos. That is our practical advice for this week. And again, I am just grateful that you have chosen to listen. If you found some value today, do me a favor. Please pause this and leave us a comment. More men find this through the comments and feel comfortable in tuning in to one episode if there's a comment. At the very least, leave us a nice star rating and share this all over with social media or a divorce or divorcing dad that you know that is needing some help and some support. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a fantastic week, and God bless.
To hear the rest of this episode and access the corresponding resources, visit thedivorcedadvocate.com and become a member of our community. It's free to join and will provide you with the resources you deserve as a divorced or divorcing dad. Thank you for listening. God bless, and I'll talk with you next week.